Despite predictions as far back as the 1950s that we'd all be driving flying cars by now, we are being told today that the real future of road travel is in self-driving autonomous vehicles. Automakers like Tesla already have autonomous cars on the roads in some states, though most are being tested in big cities. But what about more rural places like Vermont? VPR's Mitch Wertlieb had a discussion about self-driving cars in the Green Mountain State with Joe Sigali, the Director of Policy, Planning and Research at the Vermont Agency of Transportation, who says self-driving cars are the future, even if it's hard to say exactly when that will be.
One forecast that I have, which is sort of on the more conservative side, suggests that over the next 10 years, something like 1% to 2% of the vehicles on the road will have some level of automation. A less conservative forecast is done by an organization that has looked at disruptive technology in the past, things like, you know, cell phones. Their forecast suggests that within 10 years, about 95% of the passenger miles on the highway will be in some kind of self-driving car.
How is Vermont planning for this?
Well, in the short term, there's some simple things we could do, like allowing self-driving manufacturers to test their vehicles on our highways, on public highways. You know, the public is generally skeptical about this, so it's an opportunity to build confidence in the technology, because 90% of crashes are due to driver behavior. But there's a transition to get there.
And there's a trust factor. You're trusting in this technology to take care of that, but what if something goes wrong?
Well, so the way that these self-driving vehicles are going to function is that they're going to have onboard sensors, cameras, radar, and probably most importantly is, you know, an onboard computing system that's an artificial intelligence. Humans have some limitations. We get tired, we get old, you know, we can be emotional. Artificial intelligence really doesn't have those constraints.
A lot of these cars are going to be computer-based, as you say, artificial intelligence. Doesn't that make them vulnerable to hackers?
Yeah, that's one of the risks that's out there. You know, cybersecurity in general is a threat that departments of transportation are starting to think about now. I can't say that we're absolutely prepared for that, but we know that that is an issue that we have to deal with going forward.
Are there major differences in how these cars will be tested in a rural state like Vermont as opposed to a big city like New York, San Francisco?
You know, in Vermont, we have 14,000 miles of road, and 8,000 of those miles are gravel roads, dirt roads, as we like to say. I think one of the reasons I'm interested in seeing these vehicles tested in Vermont is to see how they can handle driving on our back roads. Now, you could argue that that's not really any more complex than, you know, Uber testing self-driving vehicles in Pittsburgh. Conflicts all over the place, pedestrians, parking, cyclists. In some ways, our gravel roads are simpler, but, you know, they're not pavement. They're just different.
You mentioned Uber drivers. Are there concerns about these autonomous vehicles putting folks like Uber drivers out of business?
I would say yes. If you take the slower forecast of the way these vehicles might penetrate the market, there's plenty of time to react and adjust. It's really about scoping this issue overall and then helping the legislature decide, you know, where do they go from here to prepare for that technology.
One of the things legislators may want to look at is the inevitability of an accident happening. Nothing is foolproof, even with artificial intelligence.
Right.
Are people starting to think about who's liable should an accident occur?
Yes. I've been thinking a lot about that, looking at like what other states have done. They do it in different ways. In some cases, it's the owner that registers the vehicles. In other cases, it's the manufacturer. In other cases, it's simply the person that engages the automated driving system. That's one big thing that we need to think about in Vermont is where does the liability rest? And that's a responsibility that lies with the states, not with the federal government. So we've been working on that one.
Is there something about losing the human element of driving? It is a skill. It is a skill. Is there something about losing that we could be losing of ourselves if we all just sort of yield to what may be inevitable, the self-driving vehicle?
I suppose it's possible that we're going to lose some of the skills to do that. You know, how many people can really can their own vegetables anymore? You know, there's one car for every Vermonter right now. So in the future, that may not be necessary, but we could still meet our travel needs in maybe a more efficient and lower cost way. You know, we don't want it to be an obstacle if a business wants to locate to Vermont and decides, well, you know, they're just not ready for self-driving vehicles, and that's part of my business model. That's how I'm delivering my goods and services and so on.
Joe Sigali is the Director of Policy, Planning, and Research at the Vermont Agency of Transportation. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Yeah, glad to be here.